Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we are going to talk about nature. We have a very qualified person, Steph Roberts. Steph is an animator, and he has very interesting lifestyle. He lives in the nature every day. Hi, Steph. 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
Yeah, thank you for calling us from Switzerland. You are now camping in the Swiss forest.
I am, yes. Having a nice holiday in the Swiss Alps.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay, you camp in the forest, Senlin.
Yep, Senlin.
Yeah. And then the reason you started doing it from 3 years ago was because you really wanted to experience your connection with the Mother Nature.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think because, as you said, my job is animation. And so I spend a lot of time indoors on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so by spending a lot of time outdoors, it's a real balancing thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping out in the woods is a way of just being much closer to nature.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Chinese people also mentioned a lot about nature. And then especially if you look at the ancient Chinese philosophy like Taoism,
mm-hmm.
people consider themselves as part of the nature and they coexist with the rock, the moon and the sun and the animals and the plants. So they consider themselves as like a passing by person in the universe.
That's really interesting.
So what you're doing? Yeah. It's very close to the Chinese philosophy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then also when we look at the way how nature in Chinese been formed as a character, we can also see how they see the universe in a way. The way to say nature in Chinese, they say 自然.
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 Yeah. 自 as a character, that means self. And the character, it looks like a person's nose. So imagine that I point at my own nose saying, that's myself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
自.
自.
自. 自.
Yeah. The second character, 然, originally was a dog and the meat together on top with a fire on the bottom. So that means you're barbecuing a dog meat.
Yeah.
And this character, the ancient meaning was actually implying sacrifice.
Okay.
Because ancient Chinese people, they used the dog meat to sacrifice in the ceremonies, in the spiritual ceremonies and the worshipping. So that was the symbolic image that the dog has been cooked, basically.
Wow.
And during the sacrifice process, they wanted to get things right. So later on, this character has turned into the meaning to be correct.
Okay.
Yeah, cooking the dog, wow. In my view, is definitely not correct. But
yeah.
But imagine, okay, we are not in 2017, 2018. We are actually looking at thousands of years ago, the ancient Chinese cavemen or Chinese ancient people, they had to worship the nature.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so frightened. Even nowadays, not in your case, you don't have a roof because you live in the nature. But a lot of people, life is quite easy. We have the roof and we have the food and we have the life security. But in ancient time, there was no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when there was thundering, there was flood, there was famine, then people get really frightened and they believed that was because they did something wrong and the God was not happy. And then they had to worship and to sacrifice dogs in this case to make mm-hmm. the gods happy.
Wow.
So that was the right thing to do at that time.
Such an interesting story behind just one simple character, isn't it?
Exactly. So so then now we can combine the two, yourself yeah. and the correct together.
Yeah.
That means nature.
Mm-hmm.
And this means anything which comes without making a strong purpose, strong effort. It comes naturally.
Okay.
But if you want to say this is a mother nature,
mm-hmm.
we tend to add the word big in front of the big nature. 大自然.
Okay.
Yeah. So 大自然 together, 大 is big.
Yeah.
So 大自然 together, we know exactly that means mother nature.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just say 自然, that could mean the mother nature. That could mean things comes without much extra effort.
Yeah. Interesting. So to make it sort of specifically outdoorsy nature,
yeah.
you'd say 大自然.
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 Yeah, 大自然. And then, you know, when we say nature, sometimes we link with some adjective called natural.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we would say 天然.
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 Tianjian.
Yeah.
That's the same jian as before.
Yeah, exactly. The same jian, the dog being barbecued, yeah. The same jian. And then, but tian, that means sky.
Okay.
Yeah. So anything in Chinese concept as character, they sometimes evolved like extend the meaning of tian into something naturally born, naturally have, and something biologically just have it. So tianjian.
Tianjian.
Yeah, tianjian is the natural.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we say something which is not natural, we say bu tianjian.
Bu tianjian.
Yeah, bu means no.
From Buhao.
Yeah, from Buhao, exactly. All right. So you are now sitting in a car calling us from the Mother Nature. So the car as an object is not natural. Bu tianjian.
Okay.
Yeah,
bu tianjian.
It's man-made. And then, but you are in the 大自然 surrounding.
大自然.
Yep. And then, Steph, you camp every day in the forest, and you can say, 我喜欢大自然.
我喜欢大自然.
Yep. 我喜欢.
我喜欢大自然. 大自然.
我喜欢大自然.
我喜欢大自然.
Yeah, but I guess you probably go beyond like. You probably love it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done it every day for 3 years. So to say you love something, you can say 我爱.
我爱.
Yeah, so 我爱大自然.
我爱大自然.
Yeah, that means I love Mother Nature. 我爱大自然.
我爱大自然.
You got it. And then since you are now camping in Switzerland with your girlfriend, you can tell her that you love her. So you can tell her, 我爱你.
我爱你.
Yeah, 我爱 is I love, and 你 is you. So I think it's easier to tell her 我爱你 than 我爱大自然 in this case.
Yeah. 我爱你.
Yeah, you tell your girlfriend, 我爱你.
我爱你.
Or then you can say, I love you, but I love the Mother Nature even more. So you can say, 我爱你, 可是我更爱大自然.
我爱你.
可是.
可是.
我更爱大自然。大自然。 Yep. Not sure she's going to be very amused. So
yeah.
I think we should swap the sequence.
Yeah.
我爱大自然,可是我更爱你. That means I love the Mother Nature, but I love you more. Okay, let's learn this way.
Okay.
I love the Mother Nature. 我爱大自然。我爱大自然。 可是。我更爱你.
我更爱你.
Okay. Okay, stick with this one.
Great.
Okay, so thank you so much, Steph, for joining us. Today we talk about nature, 自然, and your lifestyle is really interesting, and we hope you can share more with us next time.
Sure.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Steph.
再见.